This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour as we begin. Say it again, Doug.
Hey!
Hey!
That's called slipping on a banana peel.
Acrimonious beginning to our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. We have Michael Harrison here. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine and thus responsible, has a huge, huge job, but he's got big shoulders, and every week he's able to go through with his staff all the talk radio, News Talk Radio stations, the programs, the hosts, what's been going on this week. Top 10 stories and the top 10 people are what is actually published at talkers.com. So what do we have, Michael?
I do want to say that I have a big job and a lot of work to do, but if it weren't for my staff, I would be nothing. They do the bulk of the stuff. They're really great. Number 10, we have the National Football League opens its season on this past Thursday, and away we go into football. And, of course, Major League Baseball action is coming to the, you know, exciting conclusion of the season. So it's a great time for sports. At number 9, the death of the Hollywood... Florida icon Burt Reynolds, the great actor, has died. At number 8, Twitter bans Alex Jones. That's a big story. That's a third of the big platforms that dumped Alex. At number 7, we have the NBC Weinstein story controversy. At number 6, the Tuesday primaries and the looming midterms. At number 5, the Nike Kaepernick deal. At number 4, Trump-Russia investigation. At number 3, I was down in Washington this week. The Kavanaugh confirmation hearings. That's got that town in a buzz. And, of course, the rest of the country. Number 2, the Bob Woodward book. And number 1, the New York Times anti-Trump op-ed piece. That's an outrageous story. The people, number 10, Burt Reynolds. Number 9, Alex Jones. Number 8, John McCain. Number 7, Ronan Farrow and Andrew Lack. Tied at 7. Colin Kaepernick is at 6. Jeff Sessions is at 5. 4 is Robert Mueller. 3, Brent Kavanaugh. And Cory Booker, the U.S. Senator from New Jersey, who created a bit of a stir at the chaotic hearings. Bob Woodward is at 2. And Donald Trump is at number 1. And this was one of the most intense weeks in politics in a long time.
Yeah. I feel like Mr. Rogers... when I say, can you say grandstander, boys and girls? And then attach that to Cory Booker's name and how really ridiculous and silly he looked and seemed and sounded this week as someone who was trying to get attention for himself because he wants to run for president in 2020. Mm. Whether this makes him look, it doesn't make him look good. Gives people, is it true, Michael? Do you think that it isn't what you say, but just how you say my name that carries today? I was thinking about that in regard to Cory Booker, and I was thinking about it in regard to Alex Jones, who was a fringe at best. I mean, he has a solid, strong listenership and podcast, radio and podcast listenership. But with all the attention focused on him now, with Twitter banning him and the other... This guy's never had so much publicity in his life.
Yeah, his fame and infame are basically good for him.
Yeah.
I've been in Washington up until today. I was in D.C. all week. And,
were you at the fair?
Yeah, hold their feet to the fire. I did about 27 radio interviews in a couple of days. So it gave me a really good feel for the temperature of the hosts.
What really is. Yeah, right. Yep.
But some people believe that losing these major platforms will ultimately hurt Alex Jones because he's used them so effectively. Mm-hmm. And now he doesn't have these platforms, so he's going to have to build other ones or just rely on his own InfoWars platform. Other people feel that what you just said, spell my name correctly, look at how he's now a top name in the news. He's a newsmaker. Yeah. I'm still figuring it out. I'm on the fence between the two, because being a big newsmaker today is very fleeting. Having a solid platform has more longevity. This could be the beginning of the demise of him, and this could be the peak of his fame. I don't know popularity. So the jury's out, as far as I'm concerned, about where Alex Jones is going from here. But frankly, who gives a damn?
All right, here's what I want. I want this to be. This is our moment. This is a moment focused on you and Talkers Magazine and the convention that every year you have in June. Would you give Alex Jones the Freedom of Speech Award at the Talkers, next Talkers Convention?
No. Now, my reason for that is complicated. You and I didn't talk for 2 years after we gave the Freedom of Speech Award to G. Gordon Liddy back in the 90s when he...
That's true.
Okay? Almost 2 years you and I did not speak. That's how
I called you one Sunday morning. Do you remember that conversation?
Matter of fact, I was telling somebody the story, and they said, "Well, how'd you get back together?" I said, "I don't know. We just started talking again. Yeah. Enough time went by. Who cared? You know?"
Right. Yep.
I wish we had an hour just to talk about this. This is one of the most interesting chapters in talk radio history. And you and I were in
with Alex Jones, and now
the G. Gordon Liddy thing. I mean, you just brought up a sensitive subject when you said, "Would I give the freedom of speech?" Meaning, would Talkers? But it ultimately rests on my shoulders.
Yeah.
The late Gene Burns and I were attacked by almost every major newspaper in the country.
We had the talk convention in Houston at the Space Center, and Gloria Allred, God love her. She had every news camera in town there, and she was out protesting with signs, "Gordon Liddy deserves to go to jail." Well, he'd already been in jail. But, you know, stuff like that. It was fabulous promotion.
Mm-hmm. But it ended up in a few...
It
ended up with a lot of relationships breaking down, and it really put the concept of the First Amendment to the test. And, you know, the difference between Liddy getting the award and Alex Jones getting the award is because I do believe to this day that Liddy was unfairly depicted as a villain for what he said about FBI agents invading homes and shooting innocent people.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he was taken out of context, as so many people are, and portrayed for saying something he didn't say, and he stuck to his guns.
Yeah.
That was an exercise in free speech. I can't get behind defending the free speech of somebody. Well, honoring the free speech of somebody, not defending, because I will defend Alex Jones. I think Alex Jones has the right to the First Amendment, as did Liddy, as do you, as do I, as
everybody.
He'd be as
much of a boob as he wants. Yep.
Right. But I think the thing that put him over the top in terms of his fame or infame was that Sandy Hook thing really hurt a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not accusing him here because I don't want to get into that lawsuit, but the alleged things that he has done are not something that I can support.
Hmm.
I do not believe that the Sandy Hook situation was a fake situation. I think that was very real.
Not, like people say that the landing on the moon didn't take place.
Right.
All this other stuff that is fake news, or they think is, there's plenty of fake news that's not included in the list, frankly. All right, so that was a great explanation. Thank you. And thanks for reminding me about that sore wound.
Are you still mad?
No. Yeah, sure. I'm still mad. Yeah.
I got to tell you the Jack Anderson story after the break.
Good. Yeah. Yep. And he was one of my great friends and a fabulous friend of talk radio. Let's get to that. After I sell some Calitrin, take the pounds off sensibly, please. This is a weight loss program. It's such strong support from the people that distribute Calitrin. There are thousands of people in the United States and around the world, United States and Canada mostly, who have learned about nutrition and food and what you're eating and all that other stuff, exercise, yada, yada, yada. But they've also learned that the main ingredient in Calitrin, which is something that your body needs, collagen, 30% of the protein in your body is collagen, and you stop making it when you get into your 30s. So you need to supplement as you get older so that you can keep the fat from growing in your body, and that happens with the exercise, the muscle that's developed around the collagen and the protein. The muscle pushes the fat out, and it burns it off, and you get rid of the weight. Not going to happen overnight, but it happens with good, slow, steady progress when you follow the directions in Calitrin, which has been declared by every major weight loss institute as the safest way for you to lose weight. And it's good for joint support because of the collagen as well. There are so many benefits of using this product. So we can talk about one or we can talk about a dozen. Bottom line is this is really good for you. Lose the weight, take care of your body with Calitrin. Calitrin makes well, there are a number of different products, actually, but this is the best way for you to get familiar with them. Lose the weight. Go to toploss.com. That's toploss.com, website toploss.com. And you'll get if you use the code DJV, you get 10% off whatever you buy. Plus, if you buy more than three bottles, you get the next one free. But you got to check that box for DJV at toploss.com. Lose weight. Think about it. Do something about it right now. And make sure you tell them you heard about Calitrin. Use that DJV code. Toploss.com. For toploss.com. C-O-M. For Calitrin. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you go to bed? Do you fall off, but then you can't stay asleep? What is the problem? No matter what you do, you can't get a good night's rest. Well, a lot of us have that problem, so try MyPillow. That's what I've done. Members of the DJV gang using MyPillow. You'll get great rest every night. MyPillow, because it's made with 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable, very popular to begin with. If you haven't tried one, they make it so easy for you. These pillows made in the USA come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Wow. And backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. You buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. Visit MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code DJV. That's the promo code DJV to get the deal at MyPillow.com.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin, too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
You know, one of the things, the great things about our friendship is that we can, without it being difficult, we can talk about things that happen in friendships. It doesn't make any difference whether it's on the air or off the air, or whether we were in this business or in the other business in terms of being friends. And I don't want that to, sometimes, I'm saying this for the audience's benefit. Sometimes we get too close and then we get too inside and it then becomes bad radio rather than good radio. So I apologize for all the moments when you hear Michael and I sort of slip into whatever our familiar game is and then we come out of it because that's not for the audience. I mean, the audience might be interested in who we are and what we're all about, but this program is about what's going on in News Talk Radio. And our thanks to all the radio stations, hundreds of them around the country that take this program every weekend because it is a very important cog in the wheel to understand what's going on. This can be a crazy business. So News Talk Radio in the focus on the countdown at 21 after the hour.
Ah. I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, time for us to continue pursuing the stories and the people this week that are big in the News Talk Radio world. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I don't want to get too distracted this week because, as you said a few minutes ago, there's a lot of meat in these lists. And so I would like to go to, let's start with number one, if we may, Michael, the op-ed piece that may have come from Pence's staff or who knows. But the outrageousness here, I'm going to give you my little bit of a spin, and then I'd really like to get yours on the New York Times itself and how it has tried to position itself. And in the news world, it seems to have more credibility than it does with its readers, because its circulation, as one finds out, is bigger in Miami than it is in New York. And I find that's pretty interesting in and of itself. And they don't have a lot of people.
It is a national newspaper.
So in this circumstance, people pay a lot of attention to some of the things that are in it because of their own blowing their own horn well. But this op-ed piece seems it's not well-rounded. It seems so obvious what their intention. We're back to things that, are done by the news media to sort of shape public opinion. Do you agree with me this was an outrageous?
I think it's outrageous that it happened. I don't necessarily see that outrage at the feet of the New York Times.
Okay.
Anonymous sources are a part of journalism. You cannot have every source identified, or you won't get sources, you won't get news, you won't investigate.
Right.
You have to have that whole idea of protecting your sources. It comes from the need. Trump saying all sources should be, named or not run. We wouldn't have journalism anymore. So what defines whether a source can be believed or not? The credibility of the newspaper. If a news organization has credibility, then you rely on their sources, reliable sources of being credible. So it comes down to whether you believe the New York Times is so uncredible that they would make up a story or contrive a story to bring down Trump, or Is this a credible source from inside the administration that wrote this? Then you can decide which direction you want to take your outrage. Is the outrage against the New York Times?
So which direction are you going in? Where are you going?
I believe the New York Times. I do not believe that the New York Times is stupid enough to risk their entire reputation on bringing down Trump.
So why did this op-ed piece go to them instead of to the Washington Post or some other bugle that's down there?
Because regardless of what Donald Trump says, the New York Times is not failing. The New York Times is the most influential newspaper in America.
It needed to go there to get the coverage that it did.
Yeah, that's my opinion.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the talkers list this week, number one. Do you realize how huge that is in terms of what the impact of the conversations about this and who done it? I think that's part of the intrigue, isn't it?
This is the big question. Now, everybody's speculating, you know, who did it. Some people think it's a collaborative effort, that it's a conspiracy among a number of staffers.
Mm-hmm. But they're Mike Pence's staffers. They're not Trump staffers.
No, I don't think Pence has anything to do with it. I think Pence is no more stupid than the New York Times for drumming up something like this. Pence just has to wait it out.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to force it. He just has to wait it out.
That's interesting.
He's a clever guy.
Yeah.
He's not going to risk it any more than the Times is going to risk it.
Yeah. All right. We continue here on the Talk Radio Count.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump dismissing what former President Obama saying about him in Illinois.
I'm sorry, I watched it, but I fell asleep.
USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
The former president wants to remind everyone why he believes the economy is doing well.
By the time I left office, household income was near its all-time high, and the uninsured rate had hit an all-time low, and wages were rising. I mention all this just so when you hear how great the economy is doing right now, let's just remember when this recovery started.
And then it was President Trump's turn, the president speaking in North Dakota.
If the Democrats got in, instead of having 4.2 up, I believe, honestly, you'd have 4.2 down. You'd be negative. You'd be in negative numbers right now. You'd be in negative numbers.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
After the hour now, the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all the things that are highlighted this week in the lives of the people doing this for a living, people who are having fun, people who are getting caught. People
are getting caught all the time.
That's right, exactly. All right, now. We made reference a few minutes ago to your being in Washington this week, mm-hmm. and the hold their feet to the fire thing that Bob.
Well, you're going to say Bob Dane, one of the people,
Bob but Dane.
It's the Federation for American Immigration Reform,
right.
Which is FAIR, which is an organization that has had its share of controversy. It's run by a fellow named Dan Stein. Stein is one of the most influential people in the history of the modern American immigration reform movement.
Yep.
And I did about 27 radio interviews.
A lot of talk radio people go there every year. I stopped going because I didn't think it was the bill of fare that I kind of, even though I'm a strong, strong supporter of the focus that has been basically their mainstay, and that is cleaning up our immigration system, which basically sucks in this country. It's a mess. So anyway, you had 27 interviews.
I did about 27 interviews over a two-day period on this topic on radio stations. There were about 65 there. I would have done 65 interviews, except you can't do it. Some of them are happening at the same time. So, and plus, it would fry my brain. My brain is already fried from it. It's very
brain sounds like it's where you just punch one.
Well, it's a grueling experience. Nonetheless, that's where I was, and it was the immigration issue is one of the leading issues of the Trump presidency, and Donald Trump brought it back. It had its life over the last dozen years that FAIR has existed on talk radio. So there were times when nobody talked about it.
Absolutely.
But talk radio.
Yep.
And I was telling Dan Stein, I said, I think at this point it's no longer a matter of holding anybody's feet to the fire. The whole purpose was to bring it to the attention of your elected officials. Now it's a matter of how is immigration reform going to be affected? Is it going to be harsh? Is it going to be draconian? Is it going to be empathetic? Is it going to be nuanced? You know, and I think we're at that phase. There's no question there is going to be immigration reform. It's just a matter of doing it right. And therein lies the controversy. And Stein's eyes lit up. It's like he hadn't thought about that. He's still fighting the battle, you know.
Right.
We
same old battle. Same old fight. Yeah.
Right, right. So I think it has evolved. And I think that is totally due to the influence of Donald Trump. I mean, Donald Trump has taken an issue and brought it to the fore. He may not like the way he's doing it, but, you know, the ends and the means are two different things in politics, and I don't think we should lose sight of that. If I could just backtrack for one quick second, for those that were listening from the beginning of the show, I had said we were talking about Alex Jones on the chart.
Yeah.
Twitter bans Alex Jones, and you asked a provocative question, would talkers ever give him the Freedom of Speech Award? And I said, not really, even though we had been through something very similar back in the 90s. G. Gordon Liddy was the Alex Jones of that decade in terms of saying things that were controversial. And I explained myself, and if anybody wants to hear that again, go to the podcast. Doug will tell you how to hear this. I'm not going
to
repeat that story.
Actually, just go to talkradioshow.com, Talk Radio Countdown Show, Talk Radio Countdown Show. com. That's where the podcast will appear.
But 2 days before that convention, when we were about to give the award to G. Gordon Liddy for freedom of speech, Jack Anderson, who was kind of a heroic character back then, one of the major journalists.
Everybody knew. You talk about somebody that people knew.
Right.
The Washington merry-go-round was his column.
Right.
It was national, and he had so much influence. Anyway, go ahead, Michael.
So he calls me on the phone, and I knew him, and he says, Michael, I have to talk to you. This is Jack Anderson. You're giving this award to G. Gordon Liddy. And I said, yeah. He says, look, you and I are friends, and you respect me, right? I said, yes, of course I respect you, Jack. And remember, this is in the 90s. I am a much younger man. You know, he's an older man. I was very...
And people did respect him.
He was the word of God.
He was everybody who wanted to get something out quietly would whisper it in Jack's ear, and it would end up in print.
Right. Yeah. So he says to me, I'm going to tell you something very important. You can't give this award to G. Gordon Liddy. I said, I am. He said, Michael, if you give this award to G. Gordon Liddy, you will be destroying your career. You will never, ever, ever have a career anymore. That will be the biggest mistake you ever make. Now, he wasn't threatening me. He was just giving me advice that was such a bad move.
Yeah.
And I said, and here's what I said to him. I said, Jack, you may be right. However, if I rescind the award, that would definitely destroy my credibility, it would destroy my career, and it would destroy my my own feeling about myself. I can't. If the cards fall that way, whatever, I'm giving him that award, even if it means I'm finished. I'd rather go out that way than to back down because it would be bad for my public relations. Okay, but you've been warned. and obviously, it wasn't the end of my career.
No. Jack Anderson and I were very good friends. And he wanted to know what my relationship was with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, I was at the time vice president of the Talk Host Association, which was closely aligned and affiliated with you and Talkers Magazine. And so he wanted me to basically carry that water to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I couldn't, I wouldn't, I didn't know how. You know, I mean, a lot of people have asked me to do a lot of things over the years that I had no business being involved in the first place. And for whatever the reason, I said no.
Interesting.
And I don't know if I ever told you that.
No, I had no idea. Yeah. I had no idea. You know, crazy stuff. Those were interesting times. Someday, there's a book in all of this. There's so many great stories, books that have not been told behind the story, behind the scenes.
How I got close to Jack, actually, now I'm thinking about that. He wrote a book. And this is the time when I got close to him. I was doing my program from Washington. The studios were two blocks from the White House. Remember when Pat Robertson had that facility at 1800 Penn? Anyway, so Anderson was on my program once, and he and I just hit it off. And he invited me to his house. He was a big Mormon, by the way. He was one of the most vocal Mormons, if not in the country, but certainly with the Washington, the cathedral in Washington. And he had a big family and yada yada. Anyway, so, and his wife was the sweetest thing. He really wanted to be bigger in talk radio. That was one of the, he glommed onto me because he wanted to be on on the radio.
Yep.
Where he saw his deal. The stuff in print was one thing, but he wanted to be on the radio. So I gave him a weekly slot. He was on all the time with me, talking about some of the things that he'd written.
Right.
And I think he saw himself as a host on his own. It wouldn't have worked because he didn't have
He tried it out. It didn't work. He didn't have the chops for it, but
right.
He was a great writer. And of course, every dog has its day. He had his day. And I'm sure a number of people listening to this don't even know who he is.
Well, he wrote the definitive book on what happened to JFK. A lot of people don't. He looked around, nosed around, and because of his connections with various mafia dons, remember, guy like that has to have informants in almost every scurrilous business there is. And people trusted him because he never, ever outed anybody.
Well, this goes back to what I said in the previous segment, that back to the New York Times, number one story, the anti-Trump piece. You and Trump saying that journalists should reveal their sources. He's even saying that the White House demands that they reveal who it is and they be tried on treason. You have to protect your sources and you have to protect your credibility, which means that if you're going to use unnamed sources, you damn well better have credibility. If you just say, hey, so-and-so told me something, or we have an anonymous story, and you don't have the credibility, well, then, you know, you're blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
And that's why I am positive that the New York Times story is real.
Yeah.
Because they would not blow, they would be destroyed.
Yeah, they would be. You're right. Yeah, that's right. They're not powerful enough to make it up. They can't make it stick.
No, in a sense.
Yeah. So, Jack Anderson had two moments in history that come right to mind that affected him tremendously. One of them was the book on Who Killed JFK.
Right.
And the other was when he outed Thomas Eagleton. Do you remember that name?
Sure. Remember Thomas Eagleton was the vice presidential candidate, and they found out that he had electroshock therapy.
Yeah. Sure.
And
Jack
they put
found out
Sergeant Schreiber in at the last minute.
Yep. Jack Anderson ruined his career, and he said to me, if there was one regret in my career, one thing I wish I could take back, it was that. He wished he had never published what he did because he realized he ruined the career of a good man. So, but you see, that's what happened. These people, so many people pay so much attention. Jack had that kind of clout.
Yeah.
And he ruined Eagleton's, not only his career, ruined his life.
Yeah, ruined his life.
His life was over after that. And it just was really something that was momentous. And so those are the two reasons that I hold him. At least I was very pleased that we became friends. And then his career pretty much was finished. He got mugged. He used to live about 10 blocks from his office. And he walked home from work every night. And in the fall of, I don't remember, I'd have to go back and think about the year. It was like 19... would have been early 90s. He was walking home.
Yeah, it was in the 90s. I don't know if it was early or late 90s. I know that his career was at its peak in the 80s and 90s.
Right.
My story took place during the Clinton 1 as opposed to Clinton 2.
But he was never the same, Michael. He was mugged and somebody hit him over the head with a pipe.
He went from being a liberal to a conservative. A conservative is a former liberal who's been mugged.
Yeah. Well, it changed his life, and it created. And he died of Parkinson's, the doctor said that the Parkinson's developed when his brain damage from getting hit with the pipe.
That's awful.
Is what did him in. Lots of great things
in
memory bank.
But just ties together all of this stuff about sources. Sources are such an important part of journalism. The New York Times story is fascinating on so many levels. And Twitter banning Alex Jones, which is our number 8 story, really gets to the heart of the First Amendment. Because you hear people all over saying, oh, it's against his First Amendment rights.
No, it's not.
No, it's Twitter's First Amendment right to have whoever they want.
They run
Facebook's First Amendment right to have whoever they want. And, of course, YouTube. So therefore, yours truly, Mr. First Amendment champion, I have to support them over Alex Jones because that's the way the Constitution is written.
In the People Department this week, let's review our survey results from the work done by the Folks Talkers magazine, the editor and publisher is Michael Harrison. He says, in terms of people, number 10 on the list is Burt Reynolds. Alex Jones is in the number 9 position. John McCain, because of the continuing overview post mortem, if you'll pardon the pun, on his life and his funeral. Number 8, Ronan Farrow at number 7. Let's see, Colin Kaepernick is 6, Jeff Sessions is 5, Robert Mueller is 4, Brett Kavanaugh is 3, Bob Woodward, because of the book. We talk about the grandstanding of people like Booker and Alex Jones. Woodward's the same way. He's just another big grandstander, living on the laurels of the stuff done in the 70s. And number 1 on the list of people is Donald Trump. That's the list. I'm Doug Steffen. Final comment from Michael right after this.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Stem cell therapy is a relatively new area that holds a lot of potential. One hurdle has been that it takes a lot of stem cells to make a viable treatment. Recently, the FDA allowed a new automated system capable of producing the needed stem cells in a short period of time.
If we traditionally produce these cells in the laboratory culture setting, you can produce maybe a few million cells, but that's not enough to treat a patient. Now with this automated system, we can produce billions of cells.
Dr. Gujan Boo says one area where stem cells are being studied in the clinic is for the treatment of hemorrhagic stroke.
These patients suffering not just the stroke damage to neurons, but also secondary events, which are inflammation in your body, which drive more damages.
Dr. Boo says the stem cells can neutralize the inflammation, minimizing that damage. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I should have done this years ago.
Disclaimer, traveling back in time is physically impossible unless you know how to build a functioning time machine. Then by all means, travel 25 years back in time, switch your car insurance to Geico. You could save a bunch of money. While you're there, please prevent your younger self from wearing that sleeveless tuxedo t-shirt, parachute pants, and glitter high tops to your senior prom. And at long last, rectify this horrible crime against nature. Geico is absolved of all liability if you destroy the fabric of time and space.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
In terms of stories this week on the Talk Radio Countdown, these are the top 10 usual sports radio focus on the NFL first week of the regular season, Major League Baseball. That's number 10. Let's see, number 9, the passing of Burt Reynolds. If it had happened earlier in the week, it would have been higher on the list, I think, but what an iconic conversation about him and his life. Twitter and Alex Jones at number 8. The NBC controversy about Weinstein, number 7. Primaries that were held last week, number 6. The Nike deal with Colin Kaepernick, as 5. Number 4, the continuing blah, blah, blah on the Russian investigation. Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings at number 3. The book that Bob Woodward has written about Trump is number 2. And anti-Trump op-ed piece. In literal terms, that's number 1 on the Talk Radio Countdown show. One of the things that Michael does extraordinarily well, it's both sides of the mic. Like he's sort of the person that I'm interviewing or going to for expertise on the Talk Radio review. He, on his own, has conducted some fabulous interviews over the years and has a podcast, The Michael Harrison Interview. This week you have a conversation with a newspaper man. Why a newspaper man?
Yeah,
from a radio
man.
Guy.
Yeah. A newspaper man who also is a pioneer in online radio stations, the Boston Herald's editor-in-chief, Joe Shaka. He is a innovative newspaper man and very involved in bringing the Boston Herald into the 21st century by making it a multi-platform news organization as opposed to just newsprint. And we talk about the state of newspapers and the state of news organizations in two things that are happening right now. One, the digital age, and 2, the age of Trump.
And he comes across as someone who's very knowledgeable, very smart. Oh, this is a good move.
This guy is one of the best. He's got ink flowing in his veins. He's a 40-year veteran, and he's still on the cutting edge. You can read about it, you can hear about it, rather, at mhinterview.com, and I appreciate your
attention. mhinterview.com. You can also find it at talkers.com. 10 before the hour on the countdown.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's get back to our countdown. The effort now focusing on Stephen J.J. Wiseman's contribution as a lawyer. He's a professor of law, in fact, also practices law. So what does that tell you about him?
It tells you like my grandmother could never pronounce the word lawyer. She'd say that. My grandson, the liar, I'd say, that's lawyer. She'd say, don't correct me.
Don't correct me. All right, so anyway, also scamaside.com is his website, which is dedicated to informing you about all these damn scams. I'm telling you, more stuff is coming across now on my computer, things that I know are phony baloney things. And the one thing that is all this should be telling to everybody, if you want not to get any more of the stuff that you're getting that you don't want to get, you go to unsubscribe. And if you click on that and they want your email address, then it's a phony baloney. It is because they've already got your email address. That's why you're unsubscribing. Duh. So how much of that stuff is there around still? Or is it even more? I'm speculating. Yeah.
Yeah, and what happens is with the when the bad guys send you the stuff that's truly garbage, if you do respond to take me off your list, what that means is, oh, we have a live one on the other end.
Yeah.
So you get that same thing with when you get robocalls as well.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the legal implications of some of the stories this week on the Talkers Top 10. The continuing focus on Mr. Kavanaugh and the confirmation hearings and what a fool Cory Booker made of himself this week, more than anything else, but that has nothing to do with the legalese here. This guy's got 51 votes, right?
Well, yeah, he's got the votes. And the thing is, you know, first of all, you got to give the Democrats a little bit of agreement with the fact that you don't die, you don't drop 40,000 pages of documents and say that, you know, you're going to question and be able to go through them in one night. So the hearing should have been deferred until there was time to review these. That being said, Justice Kavanaugh is a federal court judge. May not be my cup of tea as far as a jurist goes, and mm-hmm. with some things and some things not, but he's eminently qualified. I mean, this is a guy that really is qualified. So he's going to get through. And, you know, when they say you're not giving us a firm answer about abortion or other things, how can you possibly ask a judge to tell you how he's going to rule on a case before he's heard the case? If he gave them a firm answer, I'd be really, really disturbed.
Well, but that's the thing. They ask all these preposterous, grandstanding questions.
Oh, yeah.
Cory Booker looked like an absolute fool this week, but some of the other questions that were coming from some of these people were so political and so, I think, reprehensible is the word that I'd use, because it's so obvious what they're trying to do. It's just another cog in that political wheel that we keep focusing on, because nothing is getting done. And all these, but, 51 votes or however many the Republicans have, probably a couple of Democrats will vote for him too, right?
Oh,
why not?
I think so. Yeah, and you know, once again, it isn't a Democrat-Republican thing, because frankly, it's at all of these hearings, and depends who's in power. These hearings are done to make statements. Those questions aren't real questions. For the most part, they are political questions, and like you say, grandstanding. The real work, which does get done and should get done, is done behind the scenes and often by staff who inquire. Yeah.
All right. So Jeff Sessions, number 5 on the list of people this week, Attorney General. I don't know whether this is law, or is there a law that protects him and other members of the cabinet, or can they just be fired on the whim of the president? Why, I mean, if that's the case, why the hell doesn't Trump just fire the guy if he doesn't like him?
He doesn't like him, and Sessions has continued the Russian probe. Sessions was behind yesterday the sighting of North Korean for cyber crimes. Bottom line is, he could fire him, but politically he can't do it before the midterm elections. Too much flack.
Okay, so November 10th we'll see. Be saying bye-bye to...
yeah.
So who goes in, who becomes the new attorney general? That's very important for lawyers, I would think.
It is, but it'll be somebody that Trump feels is a puppet.
A puppet on a string. Remember Howdy Doody?
This is
like Howdy Doody being president. Oh, no, Buffalo Bob being president. The bad thing is that you and I both remember Howdy Doody. All right, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.